Everybody settle right in. Turn your lights down low when you listen to this show, to a nice romantic glow. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, politicians and porn stars, Democrats and Republicans, libertarians and vegetarians, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. Until we start cloning ourselves, which I hope we start doing very soon. I'd like to see that in my lifetime. But until we do, you know, we are all children of sperm and egg coitus, and that is sex with a capital X, brothers and sisters, and that is the subject that we talk about here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. Broadcasting live from Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant, your mistress of the airwaves, your pleasure preacher, darling. And I try to practice what I preach, but I expect you to help me with that, you know, to be a good ethical hedonist and follow the bonobo way, peace through pleasure. Now we're in the Obama era. All right, let's make it work. Let's make our hopes come true. And that's what we're doing here at Radio Susie One. We've got some great guests and some familiar voices. Brother Joe, welcome back.
Hello, hello.
And Sister Terry.
Hello, hello.
Hey, hey, hey. And we have a lovely couple, a new guest who I hope becomes a regular around the speakeasy. Miss Veronica Vaughn, welcome to Radio Susie One.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we need to hear her voice in a more vociferous manner. Okay, test, test, try a test.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Could we hear that? I couldn't hear that. Could you hear that? You could hear that? Could you hear that in your headsets?
No,
I can hear it now. That's a little better.
Okay, that's better. You're getting better.
She's just very quiet.
Getting better all the time.
I'm shy.
No. It's got nothing to do with personality. This is a purely technical situation.
And you happen to have the worst headset we have.
Right.
Oh, do I? Okay.
You do have a bad headset. But, you know, being shy on the radio is actually a good thing. You know, because you should just, all you need to do is just get very close to the microphone. Right? Okay. Put that headset on. Get close to the microphone. That's right. And you can talk very quietly. You just have to get close to it.
Okay.
And your lipstick might rub off on it, but it's a very intimate experience that you have with the microphone, like you're giving it head.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
Oh, okay. I knew that would bring
see the difference.
Turn a light on. Yeah. So, but don't actually give it head, because that would involve some short circuiting.
Okay.
Okay. So, welcome.
Thank you.
And I'm so excited to have you here, because... you know, we like to have porn stars. We love porn stars here at the show. You know, we're in a battle against sexual oppression, and porn stars are in the front lines.
Yes.
You know, and you know, we totally respect and admire that. So that's cool. But what's like double cool is that you had contacted us through the Institute. You know, mm-hmm. And you're going to become a therapist.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
I want to help people.
You want to help people.
I do.
You want to become the Mother Teresa of sex.
With the dark wings, yes.
The dark wings, right. The dark
the
mother.
Naughty Mother Teresa.
The naughty mama.
Yeah.
Naughty. You're kind of a naughty mama.
I am.
You call yourself a cougar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people know what that means, and some people don't.
A cougar is an older woman, such as myself, and we prey on younger men for our sexual desires. Yes.
Prey. Wow.
I love how you put that.
That's not what you do in the church. She's talking, not talking about that kind of praying.
No. Definitely not.
The good kind of praying, the kind that people hear.
Well, I don't know. You could pray for a younger guy to just happen to walk by.
Well, but then you wouldn't be praying in that other way, because that way is aggressive. P-R-E-Y is
right.
An aggressive approach, mm-hmm. Right? That would be
I would
going
think
out.
That's what I am. I see it and I just go for it.
You see it. Wow.
I see the guy walking by. I wonder if he's circumcised. I wonder
really?
How big it is.
Really?
What kind of underwear he's wearing.
All those things.
All those things.
And all the time?
All the time. And it's getting worse. The older I get, the worse it's getting.
Wow.
When you see one you like. I mean, you don't... You think that about everybody? Like,
no, not about everybody, yeah. But maybe half the people that I see.
Wow.
Yeah. That are
everybody
over 18.
Has to watch out. Miss Vaughn has X-ray vision.
Yes, I do.
Oh, really?
Veronica Vaughn.
That's me.
Yeah. So, okay. And you brought yourself one of your prey, I guess.
I did.
Here.
I did.
Go back
yes,
to
this
school.
Is Whitney?
Whitney.
Yes.
Hi, Whitney.
Hello.
How do you like being prey?
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah. Do we hear Whitney? I'm having a little trouble hearing Whitney.
I can hear him.
You hear him good? Okay. I hear you good, Bran.
Thank you.
You have the best microphone in the joint.
Awesome.
We got skills.
Okay, so
it's
Whitney,
very
you, have
sexy
to get,
voice.
You have to get close to the mic. Yeah, okay. So,
how's that?
So it's a little better. Can we bring up his volume?
Pushing it hard.
You're pushing hard. It's
real
not easy.
Hard.
Maybe you two are going to have to get on the same microphone.
Okay,
get
we can share.
Because your mic is now sounding good. So, well, tell me, how did you find this one? Did you go out looking for younger men and you found Whitney?
No, actually, I found him through a military program, and it was close to Christmas time, and I sent out a support message to all the troops that were over serving in Iraq.
Oh, you sent out a message to the troops.
That's the
yeah,
way to
that
was
you
troops.
Were available to bring them peace
pleasure.
And pleasure.
Yes.
Well, kind of. It was called, what was it called? Support Your Troops?
It was just a support email
freedom.
System that was on ships all the way
it's
throughout.
Iraqi
the
freedom.
Oh, you're a Navy man.
He's
yes.
a Navy man.
I see. Are you on leave right now, or are
no?
You?
This was like six. This was 6 years ago, so it was during Afghanistan. This was right after 9/11.
Oh, okay. The not so bad war, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
The right one, I guess you could say. A lot of people could say.
So you weren't in Iraq.
No, I was off the coast of Pakistan, actually.
Off the coast of Pakistan. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So I sent out an email to thank all the troops for their
service.
Service
right.
to everyone. And okay. I told them that whenever they come back into shore, be sure
right.
and let me know, and I'd meet them on the pier.
Wow.
And I'd just be ready for hugs and who knows what.
Wow. Now, what did they used to call those girls in the old
message?
Days? USO?
Yeah. What happened?
Was that USO?
I didn't get this message. You didn't get this.
Wait,
yeah.
you guys were in the service.
Well,
did you get that?
Yeah. What happened?
Well, I sent it out. You had to search for the message.
You didn't get USOs. You got UFOs, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
You guys ignored all your memos. Freaking
UFOs contacted me instead.
Wow. Almost makes all that fighting worthwhile.
Yeah. So basically it was like a singles ad. I just said, you know, I'm single looking and I'm an older woman. I sent it over on Christmas Eve.
Right.
And
you said older woman. I mean, the way you say that older woman,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't say how old exactly?
I didn't say, actually, I told him, how did I tell you I was? 35?
No, she lied. She lied at first. She lied at first, and then by the time
I found out, like,
well.
But that's okay if you like older women. You know, if you like older women, I think it's kind of okay. If you're not too many years off, you know.
Yeah, he thought I was 35.
Uh-huh.
And I stuck to that story for a couple of months.
We won't say exactly how old.
Oh, I told him I was 28. Okay, he was 21.
28. Oh, he was 21.
He was 21.
And you said 28.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And you're really 35.
I was 35 at the time. I'm 42 now.
Okay, now we're... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
So, So I sent it over on Christmas Eve, and that morning, Christmas Day, when I woke up, I had 300 responses.
Wow.
From my support message. So I kind of weeded him out of 300 people.
Really?
And, yeah. met him when
he
came into port.
And this was just a gesture. Were you already a porn star or
no?
Not yet.
No, I wasn't.
What did you do at that time?
At that time, I was an accountant.
You were an accountant?
Yes.
A numbers woman.
I'm always thinking numbers, yes.
Really? So, yeah, so you're thinking numbers now in terms of age and you know, you want young and,
yeah,
and in those numbers and also maybe, I don't know.
I've always been attracted to younger
size.
Guys. I think the perfect age is 21 till about 28, 29. So ooh, he's getting kind of close to
where are you at
29.
Now?
He's
getting out
of about to get filtered out.
Get over her.
It's like the members of Menudo almost, yeah. You know?
Well, luckily she believes in how young you feel instead of how old you actually are.
I don't know. You're starting
I think
to
that's
act pretty
only
old.
For women.
Axe, buddy.
Later, Ricky.
See
ya.
How did you decide you were a cougar?
Well, I kind of got pegged that term. I always liked younger men.
You always did. Like when you were in high school, did you like younger guys?
Well, no.
Guys?
When I was in high school, I dated older guys that were 21, 22.
Okay. So at that point.
At that point, I preferred guys that were my age. But
around
you know.
What age did you decide I like guys younger than me now?
Probably I was around 30, 32. But
okay.
As I've gotten older, I like younger men that are in their 20s because 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, they're too set in their ways.
30-year-olds
they don't appreciate women.
Are too set in their ways for you.
Mm-hmm. You like to be able to help mold them.
Yeah, I like to train them. I do. I like to train them, teach them. They don't have much sexual experience.
And then
and
they
I
can adapt to you.
Oh, I taught you everything you know.
She likes to think. I was in the Navy,
put you on
so.
Oh, that's not good there, Seaman.
I think that's
they watched a lot of training
she
films.
She likes the things that she did.
So uh-huh.
Pretty sure I taught her quite a few things.
Yeah,
well.
he did. I was married. I've been married twice and for a total of about 23 years.
Yeah.
So when I met Whitney, it was the start of, I had a lot of fantasies and things that I wanted to experience.
Yeah.
She was deprived.
So
we'll put it
I was
that
extremely
way.
Deprived. Mm. So he said,
you
well,
weren't a porn star yet.
This was your,
so.
Your second
no, I was
husband.
Not a porn star. Yeah.
And so what kind of husbands, were they older than you, your two husbands?
The first one was 5 years older.
Yeah.
The second one was the same age.
Okay.
My first one was very
so
passive.
So you're gradually getting younger.
Yeah. I don't like guys my
age. Do you ever worry
age.
That you're going to slide down too far and get in trouble?
No, my daughter worries about that. She's kind of reluctant to bring her boyfriends or her guy friends over.
Right.
Because she's
no,
always
that's probably
mom.
Smart. She should hide them.
Well,
for
I
your own
her.
Sake.
I'll see him, and I'm like,
Mom, hands off.
Who's that? She's like, leave
well,
him
you're
alone.
An accountant. You understand that it's a numbers game. You have to count at 18. Up,
yes,
you know.
Yes, 18 and
gotta
up, definitely.
Got to do that, no matter, you know, how old they look. It doesn't
now,
matter.
Now, I always ask for ID. If I'm, if I have a question about how old they are, I'm like, I need to see your ID first.
And, you know, you can get in trouble if they have a fake ID.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I know.
You got to watch out for her.
He
you,
does.
Now, how does that work? Do you have different boyfriends and do you mm-hmm. have different girlfriends or are you more of a, I don't know what I should call you.
Well, but. I'm.
I mean, I know some names. But.
I want to be like the female Hugh Hefner, and
you
I've
do.
Already told him that.
Okay.
She wants to be that, but that's
he
a
can
whole
be my
thing.
Holly.
Holly is like the lead bunny.
She was the lead bunny. Yeah.
The
so
lead bunny.
He
right.
can be my oh, Holly, and then I've got room for two more.
Okay.
Two more
guys.
Is
yeah.
that, I mean, cuckolding, let me say, okay, I almost didn't want to say the word, but it already was said. So I will say it's very fashionable now, cuckolding.
Yeah. It is, and I know what it is, but I wouldn't necessarily say that it's that. Cause
well, let me
He's
ask you with all due respect. Are you a porn star?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Do you do all your porns with Whitney here?
No.
Okay, so
I've
you
never
have other
done
partners.
One with him.
You haven't even done one with him yet?
I haven't. Well, no, we did a private amateur one together. Mm-hmm.
But
no,
you have other
not.
Guys you do them with.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're already on the cuckold road.
I am. I've done some research. I mean, I've seen it on the website, so I wouldn't go to that far as I've seen it on the websites.
No, but the websites are crazy. You know,
well,
they're trying
they're
to appeal to people's, like, overheated minds, you know. But... cuckoldry is really a fine art that ranges from a director in love with his leading lady,
yeah, like
who casts her in movies with other men just to see how beautiful she looks with these different men. You know, and he's the director. He's in charge. He's, in fact, more in charge than she is. But, you know, that's a kind of a cuckold. And then there are the schlubs that are on their knees, you know, sucking the other guys, you know.
Susie, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
And actually, because it's such a broad term, can you actually define cuckold for me?
The basic definition of cuckold, and I would say this is a modern definition because it is an old English term that is humiliating. But in modern times, it's broken away from that, even though there are a certain contingent of cuckolds that crave humiliation. There are other cuckolds that don't find it humiliating at all. So I would say in a broad sense, cuckold is just a guy, a dude, a husband, a boyfriend, you know, whose wife, girlfriend, chick has sex with other men.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's about. And he knows it. Well, he doesn't even have to know, but, you know, I think the modern cuckold does know. Actually, in the old days of Chaucer, when he wrote about cuckolds, they didn't really know. It was like everybody in town knew except the man. But everybody was like hyper-Christian, you know, going to hell in a handbasket. So it was a different time. Now cuckold is very chic.
What if this cuckold is that if the cuckold is loyal and true and is not fucking other women at the same time, or can a cuckold also enjoy sexual relations with other women
at the same time? He could, and he often does. He may, but his primary interest is the woman and her man. I mean, sometimes, like, a woman will have, a thing with a guy who has a wife, and they bring the wife along, and so the cuckold does the wife. You know, it happens. Or he might be... He might do it a woman. That doesn't make him not a cuckold. Let's put it that way. But his main sexual focus is this, you know, this relationship with a woman who does other men, and he deals with it in different ways, either through owning it, being in charge of it, like the director, or more or less like a swinger and just digging it. You know, and the whole sperm wars heightened sense of arousal by knowing there are other guys after your woman, and that makes your sperm count go up, boys.
Does it really?
It does.
Wow.
Let me explain how, if you'd like to hear.
Okay.
It makes much sense.
It's an evolutionary biology
thing. It makes so much
sense. Okay. They used to think that all sperm was marathon
all
runners.
All sperm
running,
was equal.
They used to think all sperm was equal, but they're not really equal. All sperm doesn't run to the egg. There are some sperm that are exactly. There are
sperm
snipers.
Warriors.
There are warriors. There are
like ninja
offense
sperm.
And defense. There are ninja
defenders,
sperm,
yeah.
Sperm,
and they're like more like a football team or a military platoon of guys. You know, that are after a goal, which is the egg, but they do different things. Now, what are they doing? Why are they doing these things? Why are some of them? Offense and why some defense? They're not killing each other. They're brothers. They love each other. They're not doing that. They're going after another man's sperm that may or may not be there in the tract of the woman. It could be there, or it might
probably there.
It will be there later, you know, or it was
they
there earlier. You know,
no, they're there. They're there, guys. Yeah, no, they're there. Don't even worry.
No, at the same time.
It's around. So here's the thing: when a man is with a woman for a certain amount of time, no matter how much he loves her, no matter how sexy he thinks she is, no matter how gorgeous he thinks she is, if he doesn't feel that she could be with another man. If he feels that she is totally monogamous, totally true to him, and there is no doubt in his mind, he might love her, he might worship her, he might put her on a pedestal, but he will not be aroused, or not so aroused, because his penis is saying, relax, there's no other guys around.
Yeah.
We just have to send out the runners. We don't have to send out the offense and the defense. It's no big deal. The girl is ours. The egg is ours.
Yeah.
We can relax. Yes. We can go in a leisurely manner. we can just hang out here, you know, and just sort of stroll over to the egg.
Well, I don't like that. I like the whole defensive team.
Right. Exactly. Well, guys like that too.
Yeah.
And see, when the guy thinks, ooh, there could be, even if there isn't another man, but he thinks there is, you know, because his brain is what tells his testicles what to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's not like the other sperm. The other guy's sperm aren't really talking to his sperm.
Yeah.
They don't do that. But his brain does. His brain says, all right, there's another guy around. We got to man the defenses and put out our off. You know, we got to get that egg. That egg is ours. That egg is not theirs.
God, and I fucking hate men.
Well, this is men are competitive. This is it. This is it. This is the crux
don't blame
of
my
competition.
Balls.
Yeah. Blame your balls. That's right.
Blame God for making two of them.
Fuck your balls.
Your balls get excited
for making two of them.
It's around
not their fault.
This
maybe
possibility.
If there is one, we could all get along.
So, you know,
there just needs to be more women.
That's what's happening. So the sperm wars concept is what drives this. The problem, you know, this is why guys love to go to swing parties and see their wives with other men. This is one of the cuckold principles. Mm-hmm. This is why it's exciting, even when they hate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and see, this is the thing, because guys get jealous. That's the problem, is that this doesn't stop you from getting jealous mm-hmm. at all. This doesn't stop you from feeling insecure at all. All this does is give you a hard-on and make you horny, which for a lot of guys makes them more insecure. Even more. Yeah, because they're like, oh, shit, my wife is with another guy. Fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm what am I turned on? What am I nuts?
Yeah.
You know, what the fuck is going on? You know, call me.
I think you're making Joe's sperm attack each other inside your body.
They're going to defensive position.
We started out as swingers actually originally, way before she actually got into porn, so I mean, I was with other women. She's been with other guys. So.
Well, that's cool.
Oh, well, don't make it sound like you just had tons of women. We only went
well,
to the...
can. Listen, if it helps player, him to feel good about it, let him do that. Why are you stopping him from doing that?
Well,
as far as I'm concerned, he's had tons of women.
I wish he would be with more women. I've tried to get him to be with more women. I've even gone out to clubs with him, and I'm like, okay, let's... I want to watch you.
Really?
And see how your pickup lines go.
See your skin.
Because we used to watch the pickup artists.
Boy, you're tough. You're like a drill instructor.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I'm going to stand over here and you go get her.
She takes the fun out of it sometimes. It's like putting me on the spot.
Oh, that's fabulous. Yeah.
Well, if I don't, then he won't do it. And then I'm having sex with all these different guys in my movies and stuff. And, you know, I'm like, I'd really want to see you with another woman.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, but I want to film it. I'm like, let me film it first.
Yeah, but I want to film it.
Yeah, but I want to film it.
Now, have you guys been on film together?
No.
Well, we filmed each other for her website. We've done, we're actually on Hot Clips, which created our own amateur, but nothing like professionally.
Yeah, so what are your specialties?
You'd have to ask her.
My specialties?
Okay, well, what's your specialties?
Well, I've been...
plural, I'm sure
me,
you have
I've,
more than one.
One of my specialties, I've been told I do blowjobs really well.
Blowjobs?
Blowjobs,
really?
Yeah. Everybody loves my blowjobs, so I'm like, and really? Well, how? It makes me wonder, because I don't think I'm that good.
Yeah, you don't?
I don't think I'm that good. I think I'm just probably average.
There's
so I'm wondering,
room for improvement.
How are these women doing blowjobs if they think I'm so great?
I don't know. You know,
not
I'm
well.
A pretty good
like
blowjob.
Like it's a chore.
Blowjob judge, you know, visually. I mean, I don't have,
and I love it. That's something that I really, truly love.
Yeah.
I love
doing
that.
Oh, well, that's
that,
all. That,
like, eat
that's
it up.
The main thing.
Yeah.
If you love it, then you're good at it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I love it.
I think. Especially when it comes to a blowjob.
Yeah.
You know.
And I love having a... I love, I guess, doing Russian with a big cock in my tits. I love that.
Ah.
That's
coitus
like
amamilia.
A big turn on.
That's the Latin. Russian
thank
is
you.
The term for it in Russian. Or, I mean, that's what it's called, like... Because Russian women do that a lot?
I don't know.
Oh.
I've just heard of it.
Huh.
Like on Eros or Big Doggy, they'll have a glossary of terms, and I've gone through there and read them, and because I didn't know any of these
Russian,
terms. French,
right.
English, people have called me and asked me questions and stuff, and I'm like, I don't know what Russian is, and they explain it, so I'm like, okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, Russian is tits. Right, okay.
Is it?
Cool, yeah.
So I just like a big dick in my tits.
You like a big dick in
a
your tits.
A big
you
long one, yeah.
You can say that.
Big
or penis, you know, we use different
can
terms.
I say that?
You can say dick, you know.
Okay.
Yep. Absolutely.
And hopefully it's long enough where it touches my mouth when it's going.
I would like to,
cock.
Now, I
a
am,
cock.
I am yeah. feeling that, I'm feeling like you're cuckold. I would like to see you now with a dick between your tits.
You would?
And if, I mean, I would, a real dick would be ideal.
Yeah.
But I could, I have a collection of dildos if
okay.
a real dick couldn't come up. But, I mean, if a real dick could happen, I would just be, I mean, I have more chocolate. I mean, I know you don't. But
the bribe of the chocolate. I would probably prefer a dildo.
A dildo.
Yes.
You would prefer a dildo. All right. Well, then you know what? I'm gonna get you a dildo.
Okay.
So you know what? I'd like you to now, while I go over, I'm gonna go over to my show bed.
Okay.
I should explain.
Are you gonna go?
Yeah. Well, okay, you know what, Terry? You could go.
Well, I could. I suppose I could weasel out. There's
can,
a bunch of people
could
running
weasel
around.
Out
there's
and
that
too.
Sarah's standing there, like,
good,
chilling.
Let's see. What kind
come
would
on,
you
Sarah.
Like?
I like a
contribute.
Big one.
A big one.
A big one.
Okay. So,
Tony, get the dildo.
Someone, grab a dildo, quick!
Hurry!
Somebody go get
a nice
dildo.
One.
Okay.
They're
the other
the
one.
Big one.
A big long one.
Come on.
A huge one.
A big, nice one. Make sure it's clean.
Dildo duty.
Clean. Make sure it's clean. Okay.
Yeah, I've seen the cuckold website, and I don't know. Maybe because they're using really old guys, and you know, it's just kind of
using
gross.
Really old guys.
Yeah.
Oh, as the cuckolds.
Yeah, and I
yeah,
just
yeah,
I'm just
yeah,
not
yeah,
turned on guy. By that.
You know, you there are all I talk really to cuckolds weird. Of all ages. I talk to cuckolds who are like gorgeous guys.
Really?
Oh God, yes. They get excited by seeing their woman
mm-hmm.
with another man.
He likes to hear me. That was one of his biggest things, is he wanted to hear me having sex with someone.
And sometimes there's a little bi thing going on. I don't mean to scare you. I mean, I'm not saying that's going on with you.
Whoa,
but no, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
Back the bi bus up.
Did I? But I'm just saying, sometimes
there.
There's
is
a bi thing going on, right?
Sent the boys on the offense.
Skype.
They got their spermy suit.
Okay, okay, let's talk to Carlos.
Or,
oh no, I see that we're not. Okay, well maybe we will. I,
I just wanted to give
okay,
you the
somebody
option.
Wants to get off on the air. Do you know we could? I'm not going to get the person off on the air because I'm in sort of talk show host mode now. Unless unless they get off really quickly, I don't know if they can hear me. Can you hear me?
Just rub one out real fast for us.
Okay. Well, let's talk to Carlos first and see whether he has anything like mildly related to what we're talking about here. He's on line two.
Carlos.
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 Okay, hello. Carlos.
Maybe Carlos got tired of waiting, went to make a sandwich
see,
or something,
I,
missed
see,
a shot.
This new method that we have where I have to see it on here is actually a problem.
Because
I don't,
we were
I don't
hoping that
it.
Would be more efficient.
No, it isn't because I don't look at this screen and I've got other screens up.
I know. It.
So it's a problem. I don't see it. So you all are waiting for me.
Well, I see it.
I
all
know
right.
because you're not talking. I am avidly involved in that's conversation.
True.
And you are doing that, and then you know.
I am multitasking. Thank you.
Well, but I am not. I am.
It's true.
I
you're
am involved
in
my
mode.
Conversation.
All right.
But if I know there's a caller, then I might take the caller.
Well, we
so,
were on, when I found out about it, we were on this great. You were on this beautiful rant about like sperm wars, and I just could not. I didn't have the heart to stop you, Susie.
Yeah,
I was like, this guy can wait. It's a long show. Fuck him.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. The
yeah.
sperm wars.
Yeah, it was like 10 minutes. It was like 10 minutes.
No, oh, I thought the sperm wars was another era.
Yeah.
You know.
When was that?
I don't know. We got distracted. I don't
Mesozoic.
Know.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, you say you like giving blowjobs.
Oh, I love it. Well, I just like sex. I like everything except anal. I'm not an anal girl.
You don't do anal.
I don't do anal.
No.
No
anal.
But
okay.
any kind of sex, any way I can get
well, you know,
it, I like
since
it.
Since you've got a lot of different partners, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty big ones.
I mean,
I'm like, no.
Well, I mean, anal is a nothing against the planet Uranus.
No,
for all
I would,
you aliens. We love the planet Uranus.
Really tiny guy.
A really tiny guy?
Yes.
How about analingus? You like that?
What is, oh, licking my butt?
Licking of the butt.
Yeah, it's all right.
I mean, you don't have anything against butt play.
As long as it's clean, I don't.
Clean, right.
Clean.
Clean, right.
Scrub it.
No Klingons near the Uranus.
Well, it's your butt, so it's...
Oh, my butt?
Yeah,
okay.
Awful.
I was talking
the
to...
The guy would be licking your butt.
Oh, I don't care if it's clean or not.
Nerd.
Oh.
Don't say that. Don't you ever say that.
I was talking about somebody else's butt.
Oh, you're licking somebody else's
yeah.
butt. Wow. Well, that's
yeah.
very liberal of you to lick a butt.
I yeah. believe, you know...
You'll lick a clean butt.
I will lick a clean butt after I inspect it.
For Klingons.
Wow. Yeah.
That is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Only to those very close to me. That
like
are not
in the
related.
Back of a Volkswagen?
That are not related.
All right.
Oh my God.
Very good. So.
Okay.
So I have a caller. Do I have a caller on line 3?
Probably.
No.
Oh, no, he's gone.
No.
Okay, I guess I've lost my callers. So, anyways.
Did we even give out the number?
No, we didn't. But they called anyway. But now I'll give out the number, which is 213-749-1330. I've had a fascinating conversation, don't you think, with my cougar and...
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
My little cub.
Cub. Is that what he's called?
That's what they're calling cubs, but I think that's more of a, like, under 18 term. I
is
don't
it,
really.
What would you like
kind
to call
scandalous.
Him?
He's my little young stud.
Young stud.
Your young uh-huh. buck.
My buck, yes.
Buck. We had a cougar here earlier who called a younger guy a buck. A young
buck.
Buck. Yeah. She says,
well, I don't
oh.
know, because I think I can buck him more than he can buck me.
Wow.
But
I'm
challenges.
I just like to no, grab him and throw him against
athletic,
the bed.
Aren't you?
Yes. I'm
You're
very competitive.
Wow.
I like to just take charge. Grab him and fuck the shit out of him. Excuse
That's
me.
That's so exciting.
I'm sorry.
No.
Never
please get carried away.
That.
Please.
I'm sorry for my wildness.
It's quite acceptable.
Is someone getting a dildo?
Yeah,
where is
where
the
is dildo, dildo?
Where's that dildo?
I'm gonna go get
I know,
a dildo.
Look what kind of place
go
you're
get
in.
Get
you're dipping for dildos.
Clean. Okay.
Brand, yeah. you're the dildo operations manager.
Well, I thought
manager.
I could delegate it.
No, Brand, you picked the dildo.
Gave orders.
I thought he was the dildo operations manager around here. What the hell?
Orders were given, but nothing.
Okay. All right, so now we have
Terry,
the dildo operation
is
underway. Okay.
Our work is never over.
Whitney had something he wanted to comment on.
Yes, go ahead.
Hours. Go ahead, Whitney.
No, I was just about to say that she talks a good game, but it goes both ways. She likes to take just as much as she receives. She likes to take charge, but at the same time, she always screams for me to take charge.
Of course.
So. Well, yeah, every once in a while.
Oh, I'm sure.
You should play
you
both
know,
sides.
You don't want to take charge.
Best of both
time.
Worlds. That's what I say.
Orgasm is all about giving up anyway. Orgasm is always a surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're, you know, on top, it orgasm
oh,
itself is
submission.
A surrender.
He has
yeah.
no problem with that.
I can see she has a soft side.
Oh, yeah. She's very, it depends on the mood. She can be either very submissive or very dominant, and me as well. Could be either or.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Submissive in the.
Yeah.
In a lay there and
dildo
just
duty.
Let her take charge type way.
Yeah, just you two keep looking at each other like you have to get your stories together.
Yeah, because
but that's
I'm
cool.
Like
okay, so we have okay. Before we, oh, look at this.
We got some
wow.
huge dildos
no, that
rolling up here.
I'll take
both of them.
Okay, first before you do that, no. Stop. Because we need cameras. Get the still cameras. And we have Dale on line 2. Let's talk to Dale for a second, and then thank you. Let's have the dildos ready.
Dale on line 2.
Hi, Dale.
Dale.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, I've been watching your show, you know, just like recently.
Uh-huh.
And you look pretty sexy.
Pretty sexy. Well,
yeah,
I guess
I like
that's better than not sexy, but how about really sexy?
Really sexy.
Thank you, darling.
That's good.
That's better.
Good.
Okay, so how old are you, Dale?
I'm 42.
You're 42? Gosh, you sounded young.
Huh?
You sound younger than 42.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, 42 is cool. So I'm glad you, you know, you like the show. Do you have any questions?
Not much. I like watching, adult movies.
You like watching adult movies. Well,
yeah.
Thank you for that information. Are you masturbating right now?
Big time.
Maybe.
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 No, I am.
That's
oh,
a yes.
Yes, that's the right answer. Maybe.
Big time.
Fran is just dancing around waving these dildos.
Dildo
nunchuck. I can't even handle it.
Okay, Dale, since you are obviously a big talker.
I'm not watching a porno.
You're watching a porno.
Oh,
we have a porn star
porno
here.
Yeah, she has a dildo up her ass.
A dildo up her ass.
Oh,
well,
I don't think you
were
listening.
Right,
I do.
That's not the one. We're not doing the up the ass thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, Dale.
So I like all kinds of women.
Okay, we have a porn star here. Have you ever heard of Veronica Vaughn?
No.
Well, she's a porn star, and
oh,
it's about
really?
Time you've heard of her.
Yeah.
It's about time you paid attention, buddy.
Of course, she likes guys that are younger than you, for the most part, but that's
okay.
I mean, she's like an older woman that likes young, young guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what she generally does. She does,
that's
but she's
what I
very
do.
Athletic.
Well, I kind of like the older guys,
can
too.
Can I talk to her?
She's right there.
I'm right here. Hello?
What do you want to ask her?
Try talking.
Oh, what she looks like, her body?
Well, I'm
gorgeous.
Very voluptuous. I have blonde hair and blue eyes. And big boobs.
She looks like a porn star.
Yeah.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, well.
You know, Susie, okay. We have our buddy Curious George.
Who's our buddy Curious
from,
George?
From a couple shows ago.
Oh,
our
yeah,
little version
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
he's
yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's talk to him.
He's a fun
right,
one.
Dale, have a good evening. Have a great orgasm. And enjoy your porno, okay?
Okay.
And you know... you know, happy Obamania, okay? okay.
Bye.
Happy Obama era, I think I should say to people. Happy Obama
Lime
era.
One.
Yeah. Okay, so Curious George. Obamination?
Curious George is on line one. Let's get our buddy Curious George.
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful for Obama.
Osama Hussein.
Okay. Joe is not hopeful. Okay, so George, hello.
What up?
What up?
Wow. Hello, virgin
Hopefully,
boy.
Hopefully, a lot of penises are up right
Whatever,
now.
Whatever, dude.
Okay, George, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah, tell me how old you are again.
21.
Ooh, perfect.
He's our little 21-year-old
yeah, right.
virgin.
You just turned 21, right, and went to Vegas?
To
he has a little bit
five.
Of an attitude. He loves his mother and sister, and
oh, right,
I hope
you
he's gay.
You didn't vote for Obama, that's right. You voted for
And I'm pretty sure he is gay.
And totally trying to hit no, on I don't think you're gay. But listen, I have this, I have a guest tonight, George.
Nice.
She's a porn star.
Nice.
Nice.
And, George,
hi.
She's a cougar.
Rawr.
Nice.
Yeah, you're perfect for me.
Oh, like you have an actual cougar?
Yeah.
What?
Like she yeah, is the
I am
actual
a cougar.
Cougar.
I'm an older woman that loves nice. Younger men.
She's an older woman who loves yeah. younger men.
Not a big
you alive.
What movies was she in?
Well, I just came out in the Wicked video. It's called Hardcore Cougars.
Hardcore Cougars.
I could barely hear you guys.
Oh, gosh. Can you help us out here, Brother Joe?
Take care of that, baby.
Take care of it, baby. Come on. Take care of it. All right. Can you hear me okay, George?
Yeah, I can hear you perfect. Babe.
Okay. I am perfect. So you
yeah.
got... You gotta just talk right into the microphone and
okay.
a big voice there.
My video with Wicked just came out last month. It's called Hardcore Cougars.
Yeah, that's a negative. I can only hear the doctor.
Okay.
That's
she's
a negative.
Hardcore cougar. She's
hey, he must be
likes,
military.
She likes to do
no
young guys your age. And she's blonde, she's got big boobs, she's got a great body, she looks very athletic.
I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Oh, come on, I'm ready.
Yeah.
She likes to break young guys in.
Mm-hmm.
She loves to teach you.
Hey, George.
I'll be there in like 2 minutes.
What
now
would you,
2 minutes.
What would you like to learn, George?
The art of Karma Sutra.
Oh, I can do that. I'm a massage therapist as well.
All right, she can do that.
I can do that.
She's a Kama Sutra expert.
I can tease you till you're going to come and just stop.
That's not good.
Well, that's what Kama Sutra is. Teaches you to
control yourself.
Control
buddy.
Your orgasms.
Well, what do you think of
Kama Sutra? I just think that she's
Sutra.
Not his type, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, actually, Kama Sutra isn't about holding on to your orgasm.
No.
No, no, that's more of a tantra.
Oh, tantra. Okay, that's
tantra
what I'm
is
thinking.
Tantra is holding on to your orgasm. Okay. Actually, Curious George
is
right.
Video game?
Kama Sutra is more of a video game. I mean, really, Kama
what?
Sutra is a lot of different crazy positions that they gave to Indians who were actually trying to get their wives pregnant in like the Middle Ages. So they gave them the book of the Kama Sutra, which showed every little position you could possibly get into.
Like the pile driver?
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, all those things, you know, hanging from the ceiling and upside down and inside out and,
yeah.
You know, all these crazy positions.
Things
that's
you would
that's
never
the Kama Sutra.
On your own.
And it's really from, you know, the man's point of view as to how to make love to his wife in a way because she's supposed to be a virgin. But you could look at it the opposite way, that it's you could be a cougar's book for how to break in a male virgin.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the Kama Sutra is.
Okay.
Tantra is for
I'm thinking of
guys
tantra.
That want to hang on to their load.
I don't like that. You know, I think if a guy can last more than 45 minutes or an hour, it just starts to get boring.
Yeah, I have some issues with that too, the whole tantra thing. Yeah,
unless they're hitting the G spot.
The only thing, the thing I like best about tantra, well, of course, it's good for premature ejaculation.
It's good if you have a whole weekend.
So,
to kill.
George,
what's up? You just explained Kama Sutra for like an hour.
It's Kama Sutra, buddy.
All right.
No, George, that was not an hour. Come on.
No,
I know
it wasn't.
I talk a lot.
That was a good like 20 minutes of like background on Kama Sutra.
So, all right, George, hang on a second. So apparently there's some buzz on the internet, and the buzz is that people want to know what your website is. Could you direct our internet audience to your website?
I sure can. My website is Veronica Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N. XXX.com.
Ooh, does it show you doing young guys?
It does.
Great. That's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bran has these dildos now. George, you can hang with us if you want.
And George, you can go to that website and maybe learn a thing or two.
Yeah.
You talk so much trash. That's all you do is just talk trash.
I'm such a bitch to you. I don't even know why.
Because you're gay.
I try to be nice to you.
It's because you're not comfortable with who you are. I just want you to embrace the homosexuality within you.
I think you were hurt when you were a little girl and you don't want to talk about it.
Ouch.
You were hurt when you were a little girl. Everybody was hurt when they were little.
Yeah, I
who was it?
Thanks all the time.
Who hasn't had a fucked up childhood?
Everybody got hurt, but that was a good try, George. That got through to her. I saw.
Yeah.
She was shaken. For
I
a
was shaken
there.
In my stylish yet affordable boots.
Okay, so now we have these dildos.
Yes.
I don't know about. Let's start with one. Okay. Well, one has two actually. There's a double dong.
The double dong.
They're both the wobbly
strong.
Kind.
Yeah.
They're good for between the tits though.
Yeah.
They are.
They're kind of thin.
They're kind of thin.
Kind of thin. I prefer the thicker.
Can you get some thick,
let me,
please?
Give me the thick one.
The thickest one you have, I'll take it.
Thick. Interesting.
Whoa.
All right.
I love thick.
You love thick.
Bring the
you know what
the
I found?
No, I mean a lot of women like thick, but I was thinking for coitus amamilia, the long one would look kind of good. But,
there you go, dude.
Or Russian style.
Russian style,
Russian style.
Russian style?
We have a
bottle
over here.
How about Russian?
Like Kalashnikov?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's
kinda.
Another Russian thing.
It's Russian.
There's more than one
you're
Russian thing.
Like Schwarzenegger style or what?
Schwarzenegger's not Russian, darling. He's Austrian. But you know, Kama Sutra, Tantra, Austria, Russia.
Whatever.
It's okay.
All the same shit, whatever.
I talk too much anyway, so, you know. I just happen to know some things. Okay, so, yes. Where are we? Russian. Do you know what Russian is? Don't be embarrassed.
It's a term.
I was a little confused myself.
I'm still confused.
Russian is like missionary.
You know, the Russians probably
kind of
do it in the missionary.
The girl can be on her knees.
I get the point.
Titty fucking.
There we go.
I'm not saying it again.
Just call it what it is.
Boobaliciousness with...
Titty fucking is pretty retarded.
Why is that?
You know nothing.
Because it really doesn't do anything to anybody.
It doesn't for me. I love it. There's nothing like seeing a wet penis between my breasts.
Hear that?
I like the word penis instead of like cock or something.
Well, you know, she wants variety.
Like
she said other words before.
Placement.
What the hell is that?
Why are you giving her a hard time, George? I thought you were going to be cool. This is a cougar.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Look at
that's a good one.
This look at that.
George doesn't like women.
George is gay. It's all right.
George doesn't
sweetie.
Like women.
Sweetie, please accept it.
Joe, you should talk to him then.
I don't
want to
talk to him.
No, George, will you please state your case for me?
What are you
George
doing
wants to be talked to nice. That's
maybe Whitney
all.
Should talk to George.
Yeah.
I like
say hi to George
people.
Whitney.
George tried to hit on me on AIM. That's
see?
I like George, though. George tried to, you know,
George,
hit on me on Bonobo Way.
He had tried to hit on me on AIM, too, and failed miserably.
I did not. You were the biggest, like, something's wrong with you.
I'm such a bitch to you. It's because I just want you to embrace who you really are. You are a homosexual, and I just want you to
whoa!
Love yourself.
Dun, dun, dun.
Terry.
You are so
no,
much fun.
Not.
You are
no,
so much fun.
I just want everyone to know that we don't do things like that with our clients at the Institute, like insist that they assume certain
no, this guy's just way too much fun.
We
I don't even know.
We only do that when you call the show.
Yes.
Terry,
really
are you here yet?
Here. You have to pay extra
yeah.
For us.
The freeway's closed down because of the fire.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you can go to the 10.
Oh, I'm kind of scared right now.
Go to the 60 to the 10. I'm waiting.
You'll take him on.
I'll take him on. He's 21. Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm
you
ready.
Don't care about the rumors of gaiety.
Oh, hell no. You know, if he's gay, that's all right. I can change him.
I'm really just the peanut gallery. I just want him to love himself. I just want you to love yourself, George. That's all I want for you.
Okay. Well,
what if you know, Miss Vaughn could help him to love himself.
That would
oh,
be
I
beautiful.
Could.
That would be
I
beautiful.
Could.
All right. So, help. Now, is this...
I really like
this?
That.
I have
what?
Washed it.
No, but
I
it's
think
a big
wash
penis.
Because I'm going to ask her to put it between her breasts.
Oh.
Okay. That's going to go
okay.
Between my breasts.
It's going to go between okay. Her breasts. And it's a little...
Right. I'm going to go...
And it's really wash. Long.
What are you going to do now,
rub it down.
I'm going to go wash
he's
going to
rub
soap
it.
This thing down, get it real sudsy, and...
Rinse
it off.
Okay. That's what we do here.
That's what we do here.
That's right. We're going to get it
make
nice
sure you, clean
and clean.
We're working on it.
We
dude.
Clean our penises. That's right. We clean our penises, whether they're circumcised or uncircumcised.
Yep.
We
clean
them.
Clean them thoroughly.
Clean them thoroughly.
Mm.
Wash them several
yummy.
Times.
Yummy.
And then we eat them.
Yes.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's pretty nasty.
It's good.
Mm, we love
good
penis.
Good for you.
Well, it depends on the day. Yeah.
Does
we
the
penis?
Idea does
we
the idea of penis
sauce?
Repulse you, George?
We love penis
yeah.
With a little penis sauce.
Denial.
Penis juice.
Penis.
I remember the ew. Penis sauce, the different flavors.
Yeah, the different flavors of penis sauce, depending
that's,
on...
That feels like it was three lifetimes ago.
Yeah. This Thai penis sauce, and of course... Caucasian penis sauce.
The ranch. I think it was ranch that got us
yeah,
on the
ranch
penis
is probably
cake.
The Caucasian. And then there's, you know, African penis sauce.
Are you guys like 2 years old or what?
Basically, yes.
Yeah, totally.
No.
Basically.
We're all 2 years old. That's right.
Nice.
We're having fun.
We're pretty smart for two.
I'm
how do you
three.
Feel about the new era of Obama?
The abomination.
I almost got dumped in Vegas.
You almost
why?
Got dumped in Vegas.
But you didn't get laid in Vegas?
I don't want to talk to you, okay?
What happens in Vegas stays
okay.
In Vegas.
I love you, George.
I was
did
in
you
Vegas
hear that?
When,
she loves you.
I do.
Tuesday.
She actually loves you.
I do. I really do.
She loves to
it's
tease
tough love,
you.
But I love you.
Okay. So are you back home now?
Yeah, last week.
And where's home?
In Temecula.
Temecula?
Yeah, that's right. Out in the desert.
Uh-huh.
It's not a desert.
Man, no, the whole thing is a desert.
Temecula's not a desert.
Are you coming to join us on Eros Day? We're going to have Eros Day on January 24th. It will be the 10th annual Eros Day. In fact, I'm hereby inviting Miss Cougar.
I'll be here.
Veronica Vaughn. 24th of January is Eros Day. And it's going to be, you know, a good time. A fantastic time. It's going to be a great time. Anyway, I just thought I'd get a little plug in for Eros Day.
Yeah, I expect to see you here, George.
You should come to Eros Day. Yep.
George, put it in your calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Start saving your pennies, buddy.
Eros Day is our annual ball.
It's a big party.
It's a big ball.
Is there going to be like...
There's going to be me teaching you something.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, right,
there will be right, some good. Sex.
There will be lessons,
some
sex lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Kama Sutra, you know, everything.
Plenty of schlongs.
Oh, nudity.
Nudity,
I
yes.
I like nudity
yes,
and schlongs.
Yes, it's going to be,
yes. yes,
you know,
thank
it's
you.
Like a bacchanal. It's based on the ancient Greek god Eros, who we celebrate, the god of love, the god of sex, the god of lust, as well as there's a planetoid named Eros, which is closest to Earth at this time of year. A planetoid that is shaped like, well, the astronomers say it's shaped like a banana.
Do you have to wear a toga?
You can wear a toga.
You can wear whatever you want, baby.
Go commando.
Nothing under the toga. And so Eros is kind of shaped, like I said, like a banana, which you could also say is...
Like a dog.
A penis, right?
A penis.
And this is shaped like a penis. Okay, so here we have a clean dildo.
I've never seen one like that before.
Can I just say something really yes. quick? I was in the back, and I had this moment of clarity.
Yeah.
I just realized that I may, in fact, be a fluffer.
You are?
Because I was just scrubbing that thing down, and... I think I need to be scrubbed down, too, now. I feel a little dirty.
As your wife, I can't believe I never knew.
Well,
and I never
even,
want to know.
It's not like it looks like a penis. It's just a big,
dude,
long hunk of latex, really.
Fluffers don't get clean.
Although it kind of has a head on it. It
yeah,
does. It does have a head. It does. You're right. It has a. It looks like an alien penis, actually.
I think it's awesome.
Well, I'm not attracted
blue.
To aliens either.
I like it.
It's pretty nice.
It I like it because it's like a butt plug.
And it's clean.
It's like a probe.
And it's hard to find.
And it's gigantic.
It's pretty monstrous.
Okay, so are your boobs ready? Do you need to work them up?
No.
Do you need to play with her nipples a little?
No.
What
this
the hell
is a nipple shot
there?
Here.
What do you think
yep,
is
okay,
going
we're
on?
Bringing out the boobs.
The boobs are coming out.
The boobs are coming out now.
Boobs with the fur.
Fabulous.
No, boobs, not boobs.
Boobs, my boobs.
Boobs.
You've never heard of
boobs.
Okay, so
yes.
Hey,
I'm
almost there. Hold on.
Hurry!
Yeah, we're gonna show these shots very shortly.
But you don't want your dick in between my boobs, though.
They're so beautiful.
Thank you.
They're very beautiful.
You're right.
Very very nice boobs.
Thank you.
Really nice with nipples that are about bigger than a silver
they're
dollar.
They're like eraser nipples.
And well, the areola is bigger than a silver dollar, and then the nipples stick out like baby bottle tops.
They do.
Like nice. How long are they?
They're very nice boobs. They're very boobalicious.
Boobalicious.
They really are. You could
natural?
You could be a booboo girl.
Yeah, they're natural.
How about booboo girl?
I would love.
Well, why don't you audition to be a booboo girl?
I should.
You got to get some nice pictures.
I have nice
focusing
features.
On the boobs.
Okay.
Natural is like 100 times better than fake.
Yeah, they're natural.
They look natural. I'm you know, either that or an extremely good job. No, these are natural?
These are natural.
Really? Extremely good job. Or natural. I'm
they're,
not sure.
Yeah, they're...
I'm not
they're
sure.
Exquisite.
Anyway, this
they're
is
naturally
an unnatural cock here. Okay, so...
Yes.
And reminds me of some creepy hentai I saw a time or two. No, not your
right
exquisite
back.
Breasts, dear. That dildo.
Okay.
All right, now. Here we go.
Okay, the penis is coming over.
Is it Terry?
The engineer.
You
a
wish.
Terry penis.
Okay, this is nice here. All right.
Wait.
Joe, settle down.
Calm yourself,
what a
man.
Director does.
The nerds in the corner, calm down.
The things aside.
Okay, so there are boobies, and there's totally like a big schlong between boobies right now.
Yes. Not just any schlong.
An alien schlong?
It's a nice.
Okay, now sit back so that this is not really in your way.
Okay. Huge shaft.
And now, you know, just kind of,
that I had to watch.
It is a sight to behold. I love my job.
Have a picture with the host, and Terry, if you want to get in a picture.
Of course.
Terry, get in a picture with boobies.
I'm gonna. Okay. Look at them.
Good boobies.
Throw up some signs.
It's a boobie shot. Okay, one more.
They're right there.
George wants you to throw up some boobie gang
talking.
Signs.
Keep talking. The radio show's still going on.
Yeah. So,
come on, nerds.
Here.
So, what's going on?
What?
Tell them what's
everybody's
expecting boobs.
Everybody's too busy looking at boobies right now to talk to you, George. So, why were you trying to hit on me on AIM, by the way? I'm just going to go ahead and go there. Why were you hitting on me, dog?
Okay.
Come on.
What's happening? What's up with that?
Okay. All right.
You should have saved the conversation.
Oh, I did, Claire. Don't think I don't have logs, honey.
Okay.
It's 2008. Control. We keep logs nowadays, people.
We have control.
All right.
I think I need more wine.
George? Okay, here's the wine. I can't lift it, though.
We're drinking wine, George.
Well, some of
us are. I'm drinking
the
a fat
porn
tire.
The porn star never drinks wine. Porn stars that I know are really very healthy.
Are they?
Yeah. What are you drinking?
Ginger ale.
See, that's a porn star for you.
You just did a couple rails or ginger ale?
Ginger ale.
A couple rails.
You're an idiot.
You, Brad, you are why I'm so mean.
I know it. I tried to tell her she was pretty the other day. She told me to fuck off.
Have you ever had a penis that big inside of you?
Yeah, bigger
really,
actually.
Bigger than that? Mm-hmm. That's pretty big.
Was it human?
This reminds me of Lee Stone's penis.
You're pretty tubey.
Whoa.
Only it's not as, his penis isn't like Bucky. Rippled like this
no,
one is.
No, not the Whoa. Ripple, but still that but size?
Yeah, that is the size of my torso. That is gigantic.
I could lick it while it was between my boobs.
Yeah. It was really hot.
Like a lollipop?
I enjoyed watching.
Totally what?
It would tickle your tonsils if it went too hard.
Yeah, it was the best scene I've done with Lee
was
Stone.
It?
Oh, yeah.
Lee Stone.
Was it a black guy?
No, he's not a black guy. He's, I think he's Italian.
It's funny how the first thing
awesome.
He thinks is
why'd you,
a black
why'd you look
guy.
At me, Terry? Right. What's up with that?
She's looking at the black guy. Wondering, do you have one that big?
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Just checking.
He's talking about fluffing over here.
Not all black guys are
still over here with
large.
Fluffer.
No, not at all.
Remorse.
You can't take that for granted.
Oh, God, it hurts.
You can't tell by the color.
No, you can't. You can't tell by the size either how tall someone is.
No, mm-hmm. You can't tell a lot of
Wait.
That. Although sometimes you can tell by the size of the feet.
The feet.
Sometimes.
That's funny because that's what guys will tell me. Like if I go to a club or something, they're like, "Oh, by the way, I have size 15 shoes."
And but I'm how many like, pairs
do they
of
tell
socks
you their shoe
wear?
Size?
Yeah,
you're not supposed to tell
three or more.
They'll tell me their shoe size, and I'm like, "Wow."
I'm wearing a ski boot
expensive.
Underneath it.
Yeah.
Fucking dicks.
Do we have to end at midnight?
Well, not all of them can be black, Brad.
Terry, are we on for another half hour?
We are on for another half
okay.
hour.
All right. So it's an hour and a half show.
I figured with a guest so special,
no,
we might need
good.
It.
No,
thank
we
you.
Have a special guest.
Yeah.
Extra long show.
Shout out to the special guest.
Thank you very much, but I'm still waiting. I'm kind of disappointed you're not coming.
She lives
at undisclosed location in a warehouse.
Aww.
You have all these women that want you, George.
Yeah.
George, we love
I
you.
I want to see what kind of penis you have.
What about my personality, though?
Your personality is in your penis.
Your personality is in your penis. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. That's kind of true.
Your personality
isn't
is
yes,
in
it
your
really
penis.
Is. That's no, that is true, and that is beautiful.
The little head
and
does
write
dictate
it.
To the
and
big
I've
head.
Heard that in a different way from a urologist.
Have you?
You know, who said that, you know, you are your penis or something like that. Your penis is your personality.
We gotta throw
well,
that
it's I think it's like a kind of like an alter ego to guys because
right.
they're always naming it. They're saying, well, what about my little buddy down here? And I'm like, your little buddy? Okay.
people.
Hey, the guy with this size isn't a little buddy. That's like
that's you know. A big and sometimes yeah, my guys have when you first look at them, they're small, and then all of a sudden they kind of like grow.
Right, that's a grower as
that's
opposed
a grower.
To a shower. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of interesting.
Yes,
what
it's very interesting.
Hell?
Are you a grower or a shower, George?
Tell us about your penis,
yeah,
George.
Yeah, how big is it, George? I want to know.
Are you a grower or a shower?
I don't know. I don't kiss and tell.
What?
Well, you don't have to kiss me. Just tell me.
You kiss your own dick? That's pretty athletic.
It's cool about like, wanting to bone your sister, but now it's not cool.
Why can't I hear anybody? I want to hear him.
Because we're all insulting you at once.
We're
sorry.
We're talking at the exact same moment.
All right, let's take turns. You suck. Go ahead.
You don't know your penis size because it's small.
Tell us.
Like guys
about
don't.
It.
Like
can
guys
you hear,
don't
George?
Measure their dicks.
You want to bone your mom and your sister?
Can only hear, Susan.
You can only hear me, so I have to translate everything for George.
Oh.
Not really. I can hear like the trash talkers a little bit, but not that. Not.
Well, we loud.
Everyone's a trash talker
yeah.
on the show right now.
Tell us about your penis.
Yeah, we want to know your penis, George.
Tell us now.
Grower or shower?
Oh, your penis are below.
Choose. Choose or lose.
Before you get fluffed.
Vote or die or what?
Vote or die? No. No, just...
Tell us something about
yeah,
your,
tell
your
me
penis.
About your penis. I'm curious.
He doesn't have one.
Ooh.
It's detached.
Are you a eunuch? Oh my god, is that what's going on right now?
People are now talking trash about you.
Detachable
they're saying
penis.
You're a hermaphrodite.
You had all the opportunity.
I said eunuch. I said eunuch.
Eunuch. Eunuch is the biblical term. Hermaphrodite
yeah.
is
only
a man's, more
only Marilyn Manson's a eunuch, I think.
What is that?
I understand
they don't
he's
have
not
a penis
a at all.
No.
What does he have?
Oh, he has a penis.
He does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Oh, believe me, he has one.
Oh, you would know.
You've
you
seen
know.
It?
Yeah.
Have you
I'm
seen it?
I'm like, he's not
no.
so
he's
curious.
He's so serious, he went in third person. Like,
yeah.
he's
oh,
serious.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Oh, shit, do I know.
I know he has one.
How do
then
you know?
Tell us about it.
Because he's seen it.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
He knows about penis because
penis.
He is gay.
We just want to know about your penis. It doesn't have anything to do with your sexual persuasion.
We don't care.
Okay, let's here's an easy question. Circumcised or uncircumcised?
Yes.
I will circumcise like a champion.
Like a champion.
Would you have it sliced off?
Did you get like a gold medal in circumcision?
Did it get gnawed off while you were fighting off some lions?
The doctor took a
wow,
little extra.
Wow, like a champion.
It actually.
Does it have a name, George?
It's a sword.
The little guy.
God, the sword. Little guy?
No name.
No name?
No name.
Oh.
He's not like Bubba or anything?
Curious
no,
George.
You want to name it?
Well, I'd have to see
name
it
if
name
you don't
it.
See it.
Exactly. How about
Curious
if you don't
George
shave, maybe. You call it George of the Jungle?
Yeah. You know what? I have a little tip for
face.
Guys out there. If you want head from your girl or any strange girl, clean it up.
At least trim. You don't have
you
to shave,
trim.
Okay? But you gotta trim it
you
up.
You gotta trim.
It's just considerate. Be nice.
No, nobody wants pubes
what
in their mouth.
What if you have like a lion's mane?
Dirty Sanchez, actually.
What?
What about like a lion's mane?
A lion's mane?
Are we just listing reasons only you're a virgin or what?
nobody wants to see you looking like you got... buckwheat in a leg lock.
Yeah. No alfalfa's. You know, alfalfa's not cool.
So you have a lion's mane around your beanstalk.
He has a landing strip, maybe.
A landing strip? A lion's mane is a lot bigger than a
landing strip. He has the remains of Michael Bolton's hair.
Oh, yes!
A lion's mane sounds luxurious.
Michael Bolton.
Kid, do you even know who Michael Bolton is?
I sure do.
That dude from
he has all his elbows.
That dude from
Office
Space.
We were wondering if something resembling his hair is around your dick.
Yeah, I heard him. Yeah.
You sound
that's
the
too long.
Head. What's wrong? Are you not going to aim?
Are
you not going to
aim
me anymore?
Long hair around your dick makes your dick look shorter.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
If you shave it, looks bigger?
If you shave it, it'll look
yeah,
bigger.
If you shave it, it looks bigger.
Yeah.
What if you put like a landing strip?
then that,
then people good. Will know. Then your then women or men will know where to go.
Or you're ready to model for international mail.
Yeah, like I have an arrow.
Ooh, I like international mail.
An arrow.
I've been getting that catalog since I was like 14.
Yeah, that catalog used to be awesome, except for all the fluffy pirate shirts. Not digging it.
That's okay.
Mine has an
that's
arrow
okay.
and an address on
I
it.
I masturbated
so
to a lot of those magazines.
So we have a sex expert here, George. We have a cougar, a woman who's an expert in teaching young men about sex.
I should be all over this.
Especially young gay men.
Well, you know, yeah, you should be over here, but you're obviously not coming here. You made some excuse about fires.
This opportunity does not normally come along to 21-year-old virgin nerd boys.
Are you
who may or may
after,
not be gay?
There's a Billy Madison. There's a teacher in Billy Madison named Veronica Vaughn.
That's correct.
What is that character? What is she
you,
doing?
So
he's a teacher.
Correct.
Wait. Did you guys see Billy Madison?
I had to tell you this, Susie.
No, I know. I don't know anything about it.
Because that's one of my all-time favorite
movies. Okay, so talk
movies.
About mine this. Too. All right.
She, she's a teacher, an elementary teacher in the movie.
With a great rack.
Mm. Yeah, she's got a nice rack,
hot
nice legs.
Teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She's
hot teacher.
Oh, Veronica
Vaughn. She was also in...
How tall are you?
5'7".
Okay, go on.
She was in Mortal Kombat as well as Sonya Blade.
Was she Sonya?
She was Sonya Blade, yeah, very hot.
I can't remember her name, but she's really hot.
Bridget Wilson.
Bridget Wilson, that's right.
Yeah, she's hot. But she's the good girl. I'm the bad Veronica Vaughn. I'm the porn Veronica Vaughn. I do the dirty
things.
That's
so hot. That as soon as Susie told me, I was like, who's our guest? She's like, oh, she goes by Veronica Vaughn. I'm like, do you know where that comes from? That's so hot. That's so hot.
Yeah, actually, Whitney helped me with that because he's always, want to touch the hiney. And I'm like, okay.
So do it. Hot. Want to touch the hiney.
Oh. One great piece of ace.
That could be our milk.
So we have Robert from Kansas City.
Don't
I don't
say
know
that.
If you want to talk
don't
to
you
him.
Ever say that.
Was that line 4?
Yeah.
Cherish it.
Give him a shot.
Call back George if you really want to. Right.
For the love of God, cherish it.
Later, dude.
Four?
This is Farley.
Hello, Robert.
Robert.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing good.
Hi. I did watch an X-rated movie before, and do you know Marilyn Chambers?
Personally?
She's an even older cougar. Much older.
It was a friend of mine.
Marilyn Chambers was a friend of yours?
Yeah, a friend of mine and I was watching Marilyn Chambers.
Oh, a friend of yours was watching it with you. I see. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And I was watching it.
Is his name Jeremiah?
Nice.
Yeah.
Was he a bullfrog?
I just heard one of her recent, when I was holding on that I was watching an X-rated movie.
Oh, while you were holding
like
on, you were
now,
watching
if
an X-rated
hear me.
Movie.
Oh.
Ooh.
While I was here, I was watching
Tell
X-rated
us more.
Movie.
Hell yeah.
So do you have a
they
question
did.
For my guest who's a porn star?
And the question I wanted to ask you was, what kind of movie did you do?
What kind of movie? I do cougar movies where
you
I have sex
kind of
with the younger men.
Sex with younger men?
Yes.
Oh.
Mmm.
Did you ever do double penetration?
No, I haven't done double penetration. I don't think I will because I don't do anal.
You don't do anal?
No.
Oh.
Not a fan.
Are you disappointed?
It's not her bag, baby.
You gotta have anal from...
I never had oral sex from a porn star before.
Oral sex?
Have you had regular sex from
any
a porn
sex?
Star before?
Have you had any sex
I
from
never
a porn
had
star?
I never had oral sex from a porn star before.
Oh.
Have you had any kind of sex from a porn star?
But I did.
Nope, no answer. Would you answer?
I did have a combo from an escort with a condom on.
Oh.
Don't think it's
was saucy. Was it a blowjob?
Yeah, it was a... It's why I like, you know, hand job with the blowjob.
Okay, so do you have a question for our porn star guest, Miss Veronica Vaughn?
Oh, yes. I do have a one for Monica Bond.
Okay.
Monica Bond.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That's good.
This is one of the Cosby kids.
I wanted to ask you a question on what was the title of the movie that you did with younger men? Like you sort of like a cougar?
Yeah, it's called Big Titty MILFs number 8.
I knew it.
Big Titty MILF number 8.
Uh-huh. Also, Hardcore Cougars.
Okay.
Like
is it the kind that you have sex every 5 minutes, or when the guy goes into you, do you porn stars have to wear a condom?
No, it just depends on the company that's doing the movie. Wicked makes everybody wear condoms. The other companies that I've worked for haven't required it if you don't want to wear one.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's a good thing to wear the condoms.
Do you insist?
I don't insist that that they wear them. It just depends on who it is that I'm working with.
Okay.
Certain people that I know in the industry, I would say, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, not unless they had one on.
Gotcha.
Okay, during the movies, do the guys, because I never see, it's like I said, it's been a while since I ever seen an X-rated movie, so uh-huh. I just wanted to know.
Yeah, you have to watch it with a friend.
Did you ever, fries.
On the movie, do you have the guy suck on your tits, fuck you in the tits, and
she's an expert in
actually
Russian.
Have regular sex?
Yeah, the director tells you what they want to see, and you decide what positions you're going to do, and then they start shooting. And a lot of times, you always do blowjobs, and then you titty fuck and do regular intercourse.
Oh.
Do you ever get sore?
Well, no.
Well, that's good.
Maybe
I mean, that's great.
You never get sore.
No, well, it's really hard. I like it hard.
Yeah.
You know, I like to be fucked really hard.
What's your favorite position?
My favorite position?
Yeah.
Ew.
If it's with a guy that can give it to me really hard anyway. Anyway, I can get it. But I've started doing it like standing up, and that's kind of awkward, but it hits my G-spot, and I just like squirt everywhere.
You squirt.
So
okay.
I squirt. Yeah.
Wow.
Make a mess.
Great. Yeah, we like...
You mean you said you were actually
refrain,
a squirter, right?
I'm what?
Thank you, Terry.
You're actually a squirter, right?
Yes, I am a squirter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What do you know?
Yeah.
I didn't know. This is the first time I ever talked to the porn star that let me masturbate on the show is because Dr. Susan Brock is... I like her because when I was talking to her, she heard
she's
me.
She's right here.
Yeah, and she let me do it on the show.
We're all still
you're
right here.
In,
we're
in
still
your here. Own world right now, Robert.
Hey, leave him alone. Yeah. He's a good boy.
Oh, yeah.
Going off
I'm sure you can hear me
world.
Right now, jacking off, talking
jacking
to a porn
off,
star.
To
oh, I can hear you.
And then porn star.
Is it okay if I jack off talking to you?
Hell
right
yeah.
Right. Hell yeah.
Do
yeah.
it.
Okay.
You just jack off while you're talking to it.
You know what? I had a
fantasy
of a porn star.
Just keep it at one level
when you
and
oh,
have
really?
One single level even while you're coming. Okay? You hear that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Robert.
What?
Okay. Bye. All right. So...
well, that was interesting.
He does. He stays
leave
at
him
one
alone.
Level,
yeah,
doesn't
that's
he?
That's good,
what you trying to say?
Monotone.
The porn star.
What do you mean?
I never talked to a porn star before.
Very
ever.
Interesting.
We are a
well,
bunch of
very
assholes.
Special. You know, we are a bunch of assholes.
Are you trying to
we
say?
Are
it's,
a bunch
it's,
of assholes.
It's a very special thing to talk to a porn star.
I am not an
thank
asshole.
You.
I like French
you know,
fries.
And a lot of guys have never they talked good. To a porn mm-hmm. star.
George is back. George misses us.
It's
he's
not
back.
That hard.
It's not that hard to talk to a porn star.
Well, you know,
as a matter of fact, if you want to talk to a porn star privately,
yeah,
you can call us because you know we have some porn stars, including
a porn star.
Veronica Vaughn is going to start doing telephone sex therapy with the Dr. Susan Block Institute.
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
It's exciting for everyone.
It's really a great way to learn about men of all ages, really.
Mm-hmm.
We have some young ones, you know, but
yeah,
mostly the young ones can't afford us.
I know.
But we do have a
few. The ones that can?
Oh.
I like older men, too.
I like them either really young or really old.
Like 60 and up.
Really?
Yeah, if they're in their 70s, 80s, that's perfect.
Interesting Whoa. Dynamic. Yes. You're just totally changing direction on us here. Give us a second to adjust.
Yeah.
Whoa, hang on.
Something about you and guys your own age.
I don't really like them because a lot of them are assholes, and I don't get along with... what am I going to call it? Arrogant men. Arrogant men and I do not get along.
There's a lot of men you must just dislike.
Well, 40s is the age of arrogance.
Yeah, and I'm not impressed by what they have.
But you're a little arrogant yourself. You know?
No, I wouldn't call it arrogance.
Okay,
I call it confident.
Well, so would
confident.
They. They might call it confidence.
But there's a difference.
I've worked hard for what I have. And
where are you from originally?
I was born in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. You're a Midwestern girl.
Yeah. I was raised in Arkansas until I was about 14.
What kind of kid were you?
Arkansas. That's fascinating to me.
What kind of kid?
Yeah.
Kind of a loner.
Really?
Yeah,
and
I only
were
had
your
one
parents
friend.
Conservative or?
My grandparents raised me.
Your grandparents raised
me. Yeah, my
you.
Mom and dad split up when I was two.
Oh, okay.
So my grandparents raised me, and my grandfather was in the Army, so we traveled a lot.
Oh, okay.
So I'm used to traveling.
How'd you wind up in California?
I went to live with my mom when I was 14.
Oh, okay.
And she was in San Diego, so I went to high school there. I got a taste of California, and I loved it. I never wanted to go back to Arkansas again. Oh.
And then you decided you wanted to be...
California.
I tasted the good life.
And then you decided with all that sex drive and all that... you know, energy that you wanted to be an accountant.
Yeah, I was well, you know what? It's really funny because ever since I was small, like 4 or 5 years old, I would always go with my grandfather to electronic stores and I'd always have him buy me calculators and I'd just play with calculators.
Yeah.
So it just came easy and I love doing taxes.
Really? You love doing taxes?
I love doing taxes.
I love you.
Fun.
Wow, do you still love doing taxes?
I still love it, yeah.
Yeah, not your taxes. Other
people's
taxes.
No, mine too.
Yours too.
Mine too. I do mine. Well,
Whitney's shaking his head.
What?
That's a lie, and you know it.
That's not a lie. I do my taxes.
No,
she'll do my taxes, and then I got to. Well, are you going to do yours? Well,
yeah, I kind of put it off, but you know, I still do them every year.
Well, your own—that's just different for some reason.
Yeah, look at the mechanics. The mechanics have the crappy cars.
Yeah, it's like a plumber with a drippy sink.
I wait till the last minute to do my taxes, but it's always on time and.
And when did you decide you were going to be a porn star?
I decided that last year.
I
went to the Avians in 2007.
Yeah.
And met a lot of the people there. And that kind of, well, Kurt Lockwood actually is the one who I was just like, oh my God, I'd like to fuck him.
Kurt Lockwood.
Now, Whitney, did you encourage this? Were you encouraging her to go for it?
It's more like we've always had an open relationship before that. Even when we first started talking, we talked about, you know, threesomes with girls at first. Actually, we didn't talk about other guys for, I don't know, way after. Mm-hmm. But
threesomes
with girls.
Yeah, I still haven't had two guys at once though. I'm waiting to do that.
Ooh, Whitney, could you handle doing her with another guy?
I don't know. Had to see and ask me afterwards, I guess.
God, the things this show makes me want to say.
What all the guys say is like, oh, I don't want my dick to touch another guy's dick, you know, but I mean that's...
There's two different ends of the girl.
Well, first of all, it doesn't have
true.
To touch.
That's right, so it doesn't have to touch. That's
it
what
doesn't,
I was like,
it doesn't have to touch.
But you have to practice
you never
before
have to
you do
cross
it on film
streams.
Anyway.
Oh, God.
Well, you know until that combative sperm.
No clashing sabers.
God. Oh, I'm not drunk enough.
I support her with whatever she wanted to do. I just made sure that's what she wanted to do. She researched it, she thought it out, and you know, it definitely wasn't a rash decision on either of our parts. We thought about it, we talked about it, and
yes, it was a business decision.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And a lot of it is, you know, and it doesn't, after the first time she did it, we talked about it even more, and our sex life was actually even better afterwards, because the shoot is so mechanical that she was left unfulfilled, so she ends up coming home to me and just like, I need to fuck you really bad. So I was like,
wow. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, that's good. And, you know, so also hot. There's the sperm wars effect.
So hot.
Yeah.
There is the so sperm wars effect.
But, yeah, she was definitely, you know, a lot hornier than, you know, and unfulfilled by, you know, after almost all the shoots, except I think for maybe one of them.
Lee Stone.
Susie, you blow my mind. I love you.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you that on the radio.
Oh, thank
to
you.
Everyone, all right. To everyone. To everyone.
Well, you know, the sperm wars effect has an effect on women. It makes women want to kind of do different guys.
Why don't you play the game?
Well, I have a comment on that. I think that, you know, whether I was by myself or with somebody, it wouldn't matter because, I mean, I've already been controlled for so many years, being married twice to two different men, that I'm in a time in my life where I'm going to do what I want no matter what. So he can either come along with me or he can, you know, go his own way.
Atta girl.
Because I'm just, you know, making my own way.
There you go.
You know, and I support him in everything.
Well, I guess
he
he's coming along with
downtown.
You.
Yeah.
For now.
Fast.
At least, you know.
It goes
he came
it
here.
It goes both ways, though. He's
a yeah, we're always coming along with each other or not.
Hopefully we come together.
So you've got a kid, I guess.
I have 5 children. We
you
don't
five?
Have any.
Whoa! Yeah. We do not have enough time on this radio show for you, baby.
5?
It gets more
complicated.
There's
yeah,
many
there's
levels.
Lots of. There,
how many fathers?
Two.
Two. The two husbands.
Two husbands, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And
3
so,
from one, 2 from another.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where are they?
They're here in California and in New Mexico.
Okay, but they don't live with you?
The only one that lives with me is my 18-year-old.
Oh, okay.
Who's, well, there's more to the story. And then I have a stepdaughter that's 18 as well. Who they don't get along very well. And my mom and my stepdaughter and myself did a movie together.
Well, I don't care.
Whoa.
Yeah, in July.
Mom?
My mom.
Your mom?
Yes.
And your stepdaughter?
My stepdaughter did
at
a movie
18.
Together. Yes.
Why didn't I make this show 2 hours long? Why?
Yeah.
Okay. No. We have 9 more minutes. We're going to talk about this.
Oh, yeah. Where's George? George.
Sorry, George and Robert.
I think George is, yeah.
No, George. Put George back on.
Yeah, no, George needs to hear this. I think he's online, too.
Okay, because George thinks about his mom a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, he does?
Talk about this.
Something about his mom. There was something.
Yeah. Mom,
there.
Sister.
Not his mom,
I don't know.
But somebody else's mom.
You
might
want to jerk off while I'm talking to you.
That's Robert. Excuse
no, dude.
Me. That's not George.
George. I don't. I think that's
George.
That's George.
Oh, that was George.
Hello.
George, you're so fabulous.
Oh, George is imitating Robert. I see.
You get it now?
Wow.
Whoa, back to your mother.
Mother,
yes.
Daughter, stepdaughter.
And granddaughter, yeah.
Wait, granddaughter?
Well, well
my
the
daughter
mother's.
Would be
her mother's.
Her grandmother.
Yeah, so, okay. Whoa. Yeah.
And my mom and I screwed the same guy at the same time.
All okay. Wow.
Yeah, we were
all
three in the scene
together.
I have to
write this down because I'm going to Twitter about this. I got to get this really correct here. Mother, daughter, step granddaughter.
Yeah, this might need a flow chart.
Who's 18? Okay, because we have to get that in because right away it sounds like it's illegal, but it's not
really. Oh no, she's 18.
No, it's not illegal. Okay, mm-hmm. it's all.
No, it's all legal. She came to me and said she wanted to do it about the same time my mom did. Because I'd been in the business almost a year, and my mom's like, wow.
Where do I find that?
Where does he find that that video? Is that a video?
It's a video. It's called Wanna Fuck My Daughter, Gotta Fuck Me First.
Oh, my God.
And it's by Devil's Film.
Fuck My Daughter, Gotta Fuck Me First.
Yeah, it's on my website. I've got a story about it.
Oh, my God.
Plug that again for us. Website, people.
It's VeronicaVaughn@XXX.com.
Is that true, though?
Yes, it is true. And
it's a true video. I don't know if that's a true rule that you want to fuck her, you got to fuck her, you know. I don't know.
It's hot, nonetheless.
Both of us
so your mom. This is your mom.
My mother, yes.
Wow. So how was that?
It was great, actually. She did. She ended up doing 2 films, and then she retired because she was taking care of my grandmother and stuff, so she couldn't.
How old was your mom when she did this film?
She's 58.
Wow. And yeah. And so whose idea? Your mom came to you. She knew her daughter was a porn star.
Yeah, she knew.
She says, before I get too old, I want to do a porn, and honey, why don't I do it with you?
She said...
What'd she say?
She just... Well, she's a single woman, so yeah. She doesn't get a lot of cock, if you will.
Okay, okay. So but a lot of older women don't get a lot, you know?
Penis, so she's always horny. And yeah. I told her about the scenes that I was doing, and she's like, well, I want to try it. And I said, well, I think that's great. And then my stepdaughter came to me in about a week later, and she's like, I've been thinking about doing porn. And I'm like, really? Well, why don't we all three do it together? And so
yeah,
I called some friends, and we set it up.
Beautiful and twisted and amazing.
I couldn't possibly do that because my mom is not on Earth. But yeah. But I mean, I respect it, you know.
Yeah, it was neat because we were both doing a blowjob on the same guy, and it was kind of... I wasn't really paying attention to her because I like penises anyway.
How could you not pay attention with your mother in the room?
That must have been so amazing.
But your mother didn't really raise you. Your grandmother did.
Yeah, my grandmother did.
Do you think it would be different with your grandmother?
Oh, yeah.
You think, I mean, would you be so nonchalant about it with your grandmother? Do you think maybe the reason you're
so... Well, my grandma knows what I do. And she knew my mom was doing it.
Really?
Yeah, I told her.
But would you do it with your grandma? Would you suck the same guy?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no. I'd be embarrassed.
You'd
be like,
embarrassed.
Oh my God, my grandma's
by that. You're well,
embarrassed
because by anything now?
Because her grandmother raised her. See, her mother
my
didn't really
like
raise
my
her.
Mom.
That's why mm-hmm. she. I mean,
my mom's like my friend.
All right,
I see that.
That makes a
that
little
makes
bit more
it a little
yeah.
more. But you know that happens
angry
a lot.
Angry friend.
I just heard that makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was really hot though. I loved to see her get fucked because. It was kind of like a vengeful thing for me.
Vengeful.
You know, I wanted him to fuck her stupid, and
really?
He did.
Ooh,
I wanted the guy to do mother. My mom. Yeah,
you were
yeah.
so amazing.
Yeah,
and what?
Like,
what about your stepdaughter? How did you feel about
she
that?
She was. He didn't actually do her. She was next to us on the bed.
Oh, I
masturbating
see.
While
would
we
you? Would
that.
You do a porno with her?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah,
we've got some.
How about your
coming
your
up.
Biological daughter? Would you do a porno with her?
The one who's 18, no. The one who's 23, probably so.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, my older daughter, I would.
You would?
Maybe. She's a freak. And
she's
I tell her, why don't you have sex on camera? Because she has sex with strange men anyway. So I'm like, why don't you film it?
Why don't
like,
you monetize right,
make
your
it. Let's make some money, you know?
Yeah, make some money. Don't
wow.
be stupid. And
where is she at?
George, ask
she's here in
pertinent
California.
Questions.
Her and my other daughter often attend parties with me.
See, George, we got someone really wilder and crazier than you could imagine.
We do.
Mother-daughter porn.
Yep.
We got it going on here.
Yep. It's awesome.
Mother-daughter-stepdaughter porn, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know my mom was so submissive until I actually watched her do a scene.
That wow. must have been an intensely bonding experience in a way that most people cannot ever understand.
Or ever
it wasn't
most
bonding. We
that's
just
crazy.
We went to lunch afterwards and laughed and had a drink over it. Cause it
well,
was,
that's bonding,
was,
laughing and having
yeah.
a drink. Over. I mean, listen, yeah. you had sex pretty much with your mom.
Yeah, I had sex with her yeah. and a guy. We shared the same guy.
Wow.
So it was
did
like,
you go down
I
mean, on each other?
You do
or
get
like
to
that?
Know
no.
a person
no.
a little bit.
No,
you just
I
had
yeah,
sex
that,
with
that's
the guy.
Knowing them on a completely different level than
biblical,
you really know
if you will.
Yeah, I would lick her nipples and suck on her boobs.
You
or
did
whatever,
do that. You licked
yeah,
her nipple well,
Chris. Boobs, but
did she do yours?
Yeah. Yeah, she wow. kissed my boobs, but I would never go down on her.
That's so yeah. awesome,
that's
huh,
like,
George?
I could see
George
it, but I couldn't.
I'm a little amazed.
Yeah.
I'm a little amazed by the whole thing.
But yeah. we could fight over the same cock. That wouldn't be a problem.
I always thought those pornos were like, they were never true.
Well, I don't know about the other
You've
people.
You've been living
but,
a sheltered life, baby.
But this is, I think, we made porn history because three generations in one film, and it's just,
wow.
you know.
Three generations in one film.
It was great while
film.
It lasted. For
yeah.
my mom, because
wow.
she retired after two movies, but she
okay,
might come
well,
back.
Okay, well, let her retire. You know, maybe she'll get a, you know, be asked to come back now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
gee.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't Jenna retire and then come back?
And they always come
yeah,
back.
Yeah, but Jenna's not 58.
It's not like they're baseball players, you know.
She will be.
Yeah.
One day.
You'll be going long past 58. I can
oh,
see
I
that.
Will be.
Yeah.
yeah, I don't think I'm not going
to. And
you
got five different kids to choose from to have all your videos with.
Yeah,
so.
My son wanted to get in the business.
Whoa!
Yeah.
How old's your son?
He's really big. He's 19.
Oh, my God. Would
yeah.
you do your son?
Oh, no.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Would I do a scene with him?
Well, I yeah.
Yeah, I would do a scene with him.
You
but
would
I
do
wouldn't,
a scene with him.
Yeah, but I wouldn't screw him.
Well, what would you do with him?
He could be doing somebody else in the same room.
We only have a minute. No.
Wow. Okay, we gotta go. I can't believe this. This is amazing.
I know.
But you know what? Miss Veronica Vaughn is going to be with the Institute. She's going to be here taking calls. She's going to come back on the show again. She's going to be at Arrow's Day. We're going to have some fun with Miss Veronica Vaughn, and we're also going to have some fun with Whitney. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yay. Thank you. And
okay.
I'll be at
Great show. Great show. Amazing. Amazing. Excellent. Thank you, Sister Terry. Thank you, Brother Brand, Brother Joe, and Brother Fritz over there shooting pictures.
Snapping
Brother Tony, Sister Heather, Sister... Lisa, Lucy, everybody, thank you so much. Great show. I have a new blog up. Check out my new blog. And call us if you want to talk privately. 213-749-1330.
Later.
Okay, yeah. And George.
I love you, George.
I forgot all about George. Okay, thank you, George. And be good, be happy. Try not to hurt anyone, including yourself. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you.